From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is hitting the campaign trail with the endorsement of her biggest rival, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I have to say it is such a great privilege to be here with Senator Sanders. Being here with him in New Hampshire, I can't help but reflect how much more enjoyable this election is going to be now that we are on the same side.
Sanders' public endorsement Tuesday is an important step toward getting his supporters to get behind the party's candidate. Clinton will not become the official Democratic nominee until later this month at the party's convention. The Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, will be the first to gain his party's formal nomination when the Republicans hold their convention next week. President Barack Obama is due to arrive in Dallas, Texas soon, where he will speak at a memorial service for the five police officers killed in a sniper attack last week following a peaceful demonstration. The service is attracting law enforcement officers from across the state.
It's Texas. Texas is tight. We're close together. We back ourselves. We take care of ourselves. So we take care of our own. So it's real important that, to me at least, to go there and show that.
Mr. Obama will also be meeting with the relatives of the slain officers. The president's visit comes as the U.S. also tries to work through racial tensions sparked by the killing of two black men by police in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana. Those incidents sparked days of protests. And a fragile ceasefire prevailed in South Sudan's capital on Tuesday as aid workers struggled to reach thousands affected by heavy clashes. Over the last few days, new fighting was reported in the countryside while the government's opposition traded accusations over who was at fault for the violence. This is VOA.